Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention, please? The show starts in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Clutch of Shock Entertainment Reports. Late, late Sunday night talk. After the Academy Awards, the Oscars. Woo, I loved it. Did you? Those of you that watched or have been watching the highlights, tonight's show, award show was awesome. Rock. Just a great vibe. Everyone was so down to earth, and it was just amazing. I always loved the Academy Awards, but this year, oh my God, scaled down and just awesome. Honestly, it just completed where some of the after shows, of course, are still happening. Our news is still on here in Jackson, Mississippi. And if I sound very excited, it's been a very exciting weekend. I know you all hear my motto. It's been a very exciting weekend also because I attended a 3-day workshop. Dan Merrill, you know, the Flip the House guy, remember the show from A&E? 3-day weekend. So I must shout out his team, Ryan Carmody and his team that presented at the Jackson Convention Complex Center, downtown Jackson, the first business event held since the COVID situation began last year. So learned a lot, met some amazing people from around the region and from the country, and it's just amazing. I will talk more about that. I believe Cousin Linda might call in, so I hope so to get her thoughts regarding the Academy Awards, but you all can call in. First, I would like to, welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. First of all, I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Big shout out to long listeners from the beginning, worldwide listeners, and to new ones. I must shout out the top 5 countries listening and supporting Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, and all listeners from small villages to big cities. Currently, U.S., my native United States of America, Canada, India. I just posted a story about you guys, how the richest of the rich are getting out because COVID cases have increased. And I posted that on my social media like 15 minutes ago. Italy and Mexico, big shout out to you all and everyone, all listeners here in the local market of Jackson, Mississippi, my friends in Dallas and Texas and Minneapolis and New York and Alabama and California, just everywhere. A big shout out to you. And to all that send messages to me, I do try to respond. And I had been having, you all know, because I had to take another hiatus from the show, broadcasting the show live, because I had sound problems. So some people get upset and bothered, have been getting upset and bothered with me because I hadn't been responding the way they would like me to. It's because I had been having situations with my electronic device. So my apologies, and also, we all have daily lives and personal and professional situations that we do, but I'm here, and I do my best to respond in a timely fashion, and I love to effectively network, and you all know that, and since COVID, we definitely need each other and need to chit-chat if it's just a minute or two. So thank you, and I appreciate you, and I'm very grateful. A big shout out to the Avon community and my Avon coaches also, Tony and Tina Brown also, Tony and Tina Exclusive Salon, and also they're my coaches with Primerica. So, you know, when I talk to students, and I always think about when we, those of us that are like 23 and above or 25 and above, when we were younger, we could manage different courses, working, and extracurricular activities. We should be able to balance doing things that we're passionate for as we get older, 23 plus and above, right? I just wanted to bring that up. We should discuss that this week, time management, financial management, financial education, having that spiritual, intellectual, financial, physical balance in our lives. We definitely need to talk more about life and life choices and what's been effective in our lives and what maybe doesn't work. And one thing that I, from the workshop this weekend, listening to Tony Robbins, Grant Cardone, my own mother, my own family, my own loved ones and teachers throughout my life, in it's important to have a system. If you create your own system, it's important to have a system. Damon John even discusses that, the importance of goals and setting goals. So I just, you know, a lot of things are fresh on my mind from the workshop and the stories that were shared from the presenters and from fellow attendees were just amazing. So Motivating Monday, definitely we'll discuss. But before we go any further, I want to congratulate the Oscar winners. And here's the complete list from the 93rd Academy Awards. And this, I am reading from a list that was compiled by Gabe Cohn. The Academy Awards looked different this year. The red carpet was hemmed and the after parties were cut. The ceremony was held almost 2 months later than usual at an in-person event split between the Dolby Theater in Hollywood and Union Station in downtown Los Angeles. It was an unusual setup and an unusual year where many of the films were released during a time when movie theaters were largely closed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Okay, Best Picture, Nomadland. Best Director, Chloe Zhao. Is that how you pronounce it? Nomadland. And I must admit, I need to catch up on many films. Best Actor, Anthony Hopkins, The Father. Best Actress, Frances McDormand, Nomadland. Best Supporting Actor, Daniel Kaluuya, Judas and the Black Messiah. Best Supporting Actress, Yoo Jong-yong, Minari. Right. Original Screenplay, Emerald Fennell, Promising Young Woman. Adapted Screenplay, Christopher Hampton and Florian Zeller, The Father. Animated Feature, Soul. Production Design, Mank. Costume Design, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Oh, that acceptance speech was amazing. Cinematography, Eric Messerschmidt, Mank. Editing, Sound of Metal. Makeup and Hairstyling, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Sound, Sound of Metal. Visual Effects, Tenet. Score, oh my God, I love their acceptance speech. Trent Reznor, Atticus Ross, and John Batiste. That acceptance speech was amazing. Song, Fight for You, Judas and the Black Messiah. Oh, that was an amazing acceptance also. Documentary feature, My Octopus Teacher. International feature, Another Round, Denmark. Animated short, If Anything Happens, I Love You. documentary short, Colette, that's my middle name, live action short, Two Distant Strangers. Gabe Korn writes about television, fine art, film, and other times in 2017. So congratulations to the winners. Also, Tyler Perry, which is not on the list, received the Humanitarian Award, and his tribute was amazing. And I love the words spoken by Whoopi Goldberg regarding Tyler Perry and how he have done so much in just this past year as we deal with COVID, feeding so many people and, you know, having to be a person that's been homeless before himself, how he really has helped feed people and help homeless people just in this past year. Not talking about his career, but just this past year dealing with COVID. And his acceptance speech was amazing. And I can vibe and relate to him because, you know, being born and raised in Mississippi and back and forth in Dallas, Texas, and he been raised in Louisiana, our mothers sound like they were sisters, you know. So congratulations to he and his studio and all those that work with him. Also, that was an amazing part. Also, did anybody notice that her pay homage to her attire reminded me of Prince at the Grammys being recognized, he and the Revolution, for Purple Rain. And I mean, it was just amazing. Glenn Close, knew the answer to the trivia question, which shocked everybody, and even knew the dance that she was questioned about. If you guys missed that, you must check out that segment. It was that entire segment of quizzing the celebrities was amazing. Chris Love would play a tune, and the celebrities would have to name that song and answer the question if it had been an award winner or a nomination. And that was a fun, down-to-earth segment of the Oscars. So much has been going on this past weekend, this past week. Condolences going out to those that were lost in that submarine that they say was broken into three pieces. News. But since we last broadcast, because I don't believe I broadcast this. Well, I did broadcast that night that the verdict was revealed. But need to know more about the citizen and so on. So, but sadly, since that, and right before that happened, we've had other stories of police brutality to occur. And I believe the show is scheduled to in only for about 15 minutes. So I will be able to live stream probably about 10 to 15 minutes. So let me not ramble. I didn't know if Cousin Linda was going to call in or not. So if you plan to call in, you need to call in like within a minute at 516-595-8256. That's the new number because we've upgraded the show to what you guys loved about the show from the beginning. You know, the first 5 years, broadcast anytime and long hours. And while I'm talking about that, to maintain that, it's important to have your support. Cash App, Beth. Be True, Culture Shock, KULTRESHOK, and PayPal is Beth Williams Entrepreneur also. So I will go to PSA and pull up the next story I would like to talk about.
Hey, Every year, thousands of teens age out of foster care and face life on their own without the love and support of a family. For over 25 years, the Orphan Foundation of America has provided a safety net of support for these vulnerable young people. With OFA's help, these youth graduate from college and trade school, progress to exciting professional careers, and make the leap from foster care to success. Find out how you can support America's foster youth. Log on to orphan.org. That's orphan.org.
Okay, and a big shout out to Councilman Kenny Stokes and our law enforcement, Police Chief Davis, and Hines County Sheriff Lee Vance, and those that have lost loved ones, and advocates to stop the violence. There was a march this afternoon as I was in the workshop, because I more than likely would have attended. There was a march from the state capitol to City Hall regarding stop the violence, that the crime must stop. Killings have been ridiculous across America and in this progressively growing city of Jackson. It has definitely gotten out of hand. So we appreciate your prayers and your support, and any of you that have may believe you have solutions or want to help, please do not stay silent. Please, Jackson and other cities that are experiencing crazy violence and killings also. So, you know, we've been dealing with the water situation and other situations. And on top of that, we've been dealing with senseless killings. And so, number one, we appreciate your prayers, because we know prayers work. And those that are, you know, crime and violent crime and youth advocates, we definitely appreciate you reaching out to us, reaching out to the city and other cities that are dealing with this, because it is epidemic within epidemic, to be honest. It's a local epidemic that we're dealing with this violence, and when we should be focused on education and economic growth and unity, being a city that was one of the leaders in regards to the civil rights movement. Cousin Linda marched with Medgar Evers as a preteen. So a city where people of different races came together to fight racism and all of that craziness, to be experiencing the type of violence and crime that we're dealing with is not good at all, because we're talking about loss of life, and none of us can come back from a loss of life. And it's important to get your physical, loss of life from anything, violence, health, the way we take care of ourselves, you know, because I had a health scare at my last doctor's appointment, but it was a good report and it wasn't a good report. My blood pressure was not good. Stressing out. So, you know, Dr. Quinn, whom those of you that watch the CBS affiliate here in Jackson, Mississippi, he's usually a guest on the news programs. He prescribed me to low-dose high blood pressure medicine. I plan to get my act together and I stay on that. If I have to, I will. But we all should be taking care of ourselves, where we only need a minimum of any prescriptions or any painkillers or anything. So, you know, that was a wake-up call. You know, I've gained some pounds. I need to work on it. Of course, my guy, my man, he like meat on my bones, you know. So, but it's important to be healthy. So, got to focus on trimming some fat and lowering the blood pressure and all of that. So, a big shout-out to my Terry, and I thank you all, too, for your love and your prayers, and my family and my loved ones and peers, those that I work with also. But taking care of ourselves, very important. And many of us that talk in messages and inbox also about, you know, living happier and healthier lives and checking on each other and dealing with COVID, dealing with being isolated, and some of us gradually are coming out, and some of us are still, you know, really being, many of us are still really being careful. But just because most of us are fully vaccinated and mask mandates are mandatory in Jackson, but state, it's not mandatory. Unless only businesses that, some businesses you are required to have a mask on, but it's important for us not to let our guards down. Like I briefly touched on worldwide news, the rich in India, and you know, I have friends that are in India and social media and here in Jackson and so on, but the rich in India, you know, they're jetting out. It's on my social media, and some of you have seen it. In India, no, you're one of my top five listeners. You guys know if it's true or, well, it was from a reputable media outlet, so that's what's been reported. So I hopefully it will decrease. They can get it under control, because I did see a sad story yesterday where a woman lost her son who didn't have COVID. He had a kidney problem, and people thought he had COVID, and there were no beds at like two of the hospitals. And when she finally arrived to the third hospital with her son, not only dealing with a kidney situation, but a problem breathing, he died. But people thought he had COVID, and that wasn't the case. So that was a sad story. I think I shared that story. Many of you probably have seen that story. But I keep hearing stories regarding the IRS, and money is still coming out. And I have received information, emails from VA regarding EIDL and the one for the restaurant. So on tomorrow, I will do a show, and I will share information, because I haven't been sharing information and numbers and websites the way I should since I've returned with good sound and all. So on tomorrow, since it's Motivate and Make Money Monday, I will share information. I'm not afraid to